So I asked this Nashtapraya things to him. So he said that Nashtapraya is like almost, almost means almost, he said. And he said that it's not that easy to become, you know, until and unless you go back home, back to Godhead, in this material world, to completely, you know, get out of impurities, it's not that easy. That is like, the Nashtapraya means it is giving the rarity, you know, rarity of, you know, complete perfection, perfectional stage. So that is one thing. And second thing, what I heard from different sources about this, that Krishna purposefully keep them, certain impurities, to remind you that you are in this material world. Krishna keeps certain things purposefully, even though you are qualified enough to be 100% pure, but he keeps you reminding that this is not the place for gentlemen. So just it is considered to be a support from Krishna to keep the devotees protected from any, you know, any illusion or any maya. It helps devotees to stay protected. So, like Bhagavad Gita, when you studied, and the devotees, like you have some understanding that the way Bhagavad Gita, if we study alone, and when we study Bhagavad Gita, like, you know, thoroughly, the way we did in Bhakti Sastri course, you get many different realizations, and some, you know, secrets are coming out which we never, you know, unfolding things. We never knew such things. Or there is a different aspect of understanding Bhagavad Gita, the way we did in Bhakti Sastri. And that helped us to, you know, to go deeper into what Krishna wanted to teach us. So that is what Srila Prabhupada wanted to all, you know, all the devotees should go through that. So I have a few, you know, things to just discuss with, to show you. That is, Prabhupada's 2-3 quotations I read. Prabhupada wrote a letter in 1976. Bhakti Sastri, Bhakti Vaibha, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Sarvabhama. All our Brahmins and anyone wanting to become Brahmin will have to sit for examination once a year at Mayapur. Prabhupada writes, they will be expected to know Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Ishopanishad. Then a book soon to be published on deity worship, that is already published, Pancharatra Pradip by GBC committee. And whatever the discussion we had that time, deity worship course, it was, you know, summary from Pancharatra Pradip book. So that we discussed earlier. Pancharatra Pradip, as well as the small paperbacks. If they pass the examination, they will be awarded Bhakti Sarsi certificate, Prabhupada writes. You know. Then he says, sannyasis will be asked to sit for Bhakti Vaibhava examination, which will include the first 6 cantos of Bhagavatam.
That time
sannyasis. Yes, that time sannyasis.
Immediately
first,
second, third, immediately they were given
sannyasis.
Yeah.
Nowadays,
then
so
another.
Has been on 1976.
This is also another letter from 1976. This is addressing to GBC committee. Anyone wishing to be initiated as a Brahmin will have to pass the Bhakti Sastri exam, and anyone wishing to take sannyas will have to pass Bhakti Vaibhav exam as well. This will prevent our society from degrading to the level of so many other institutions where, in order to maintain the temple, they accept all third-class men as Brahmins. Any sannyasis or Brahmins already initiated who fail to pass the examinations will be considered low class or less qualified. Bhakti Sastri, if they don't pass, they are less qualified or low class, as per what Prabhupada mentioned here. Anyone wishing to be second initiated will sit an examination once in a year at Mayapur. Answers will be in essay form. Prabhupada said this thing. Answers will be in essay form and authoritative quotation will be given a bigger score. During the exams, book may not be consulted. This instruction was given by Prabhupada. And the third, the last quotation, in 1969, Prabhupada said, first examination will be held sometime next January on Bhagavad Gita as it is. And
after
those...
Okay. Double 658.
And those passing will have the degree of Bhakti Shastri. Next year we will hold an examination on Srimad Bhagavatam and the person who passes will have the Bhakti Vaibhav. And the next year we shall hold an examination on teaching of Lord Chaitanya, Nectar of Devotion and Vedanta Sutra. And those who will successfully pass will be awarded with the title of Bhakti Vedanta. We have modified little bit in this as per Prabhupada's mood and his instruction. Bhakti Vedanta is second part of Srimad Bhagavatam, the second sixth canto. By 1975, all of those who have passed all the above examination will be specially empowered to initiate and increase the number of Krishna conscious population. So, Prabhupada meant to say that whoever is passing all through can become a guru, as per what Prabhupada here mentioned, and he can, you know, preach to everyone. So the conclusion here is Srila Prabhupada himself wants, you know, Prabhupada himself wants that devotees should learn Srimad Bhagavatam with full attention and with proper analysis. So as Srila Prabhupada stated, in second canto, first chapter, text number 10 purport, Prabhupada says, one who is actually interested in the Bhagavad must not play with it by reading or hearing a portion from here and a portion from there. I should not raise it. Rather, when contemplating any form of the Lord, one begins at his lotus feet and then allows his vision to rise. One's meditation on Srimad Bhagavatam therefore begins with the first canto, which are considered to be Krishna's lotus feet, that we have discussed just now. So one should study Srimad Bhagavatam. Thoroughly. Okay. Another thing, Bhagavad Gita is considered to be the knowledge which is primary and which is like in the mode of formulas, in little things, or the superficial summary of whole Vedanta Sutra, whole Vedic knowledge, 700 slokas. That is directly spoken by Krishna. And what about Srimad Bhagavat? Srimad Bhagavat is, it has everything. The knowledge which is directly spoken by God Himself, then what else is there? There are pastimes also.
Then spoken by the devotees.
Spoken by devotees. Okay.
Regarding Krishna and why for other devotees. Regarding the places, persons.
Yes. Anything else?
Practical application.
How?
What is spoken?
Yes.
There are prayers. Right?
Yes, there are prayers by different devotees. You can associate with those devotees by being with them in their prayers. Sometimes we say that when devotees are praying, so that prayers are made by them. They are praying to the Lord, but the prayers are can be also, you know, useful with the devotees itself, you know, to the devotees. How? Because you can associate with them, you can learn from their prayers, and you can meditate on their prayers. So there are so many prayers, you know. For example,
Kunti's prayer.
True prayers. Prachetas prayers.
Brahma's prayer.
Indra's prayer. Prahlad's prayer. Devahuti's knowledge between them. Rudrasur's prayers.
Then Aditya.
There are many.
Also, like that cosmic manifestation, creation of the
world. Creation is mentioned, okay.
Like description of other manas, like Elis Manas.
Okay. Apart from prayers, the other things like this are mentioned, okay. Pastimes are mentioned as we discussed, prayers are mentioned. Then, you know, it has all aspects of knowledge like politics, it has
administration,
individual duties,
family life,
and ashram, and you know, astronomy, astrology, everything is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. One who studies Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, properly, he can become a good king. First of all, he can become a good Brahmin, you know, strong Brahmin. He can become a very, you know, good king, like proper king, authorized king, or how you say, ideal king. You know, he can become a good businessman as well. You know? So in that way, it is all the four varnas and four ashramas are also covered in this. Devotees can become good brahmacharis if they study Srimad Bhagavatam. Devotees can maintain their grihastha ashram perfectly if they study Srimad Bhagavatam. They can also maintain vanprastha and sannyas because it gives all, everything, full package. Yeah. Srimad Bhagavatam. So there's four purusharth were discussed in Vedas, but the Pancham Purusharth was not discussed in Vedas. So that has been discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam, including the other four Purusharth. What are the four Purusharth?
Dharma,
Artha, Kama, Moksha. And Pancham Purusharth is Bhakti or Prem. Prema Pumartho Mahan. You know, the Pancham. So as the in Padma Puran, it is mentioned, Padma Puran or some other scripture, I forgot it. In the rivers, Ganges is the best. It's the top, Ganges, in the rivers. I forgot the sloka, I remembered. In all the gods, or the demigods, or gods, Narayan is the best. Yeah, Vishnu is the best. In all the Vaishnavas, you know, Lord Shiva is the best.
18th canto,
what is that?
12th canto, last word one sloka.
Okay, last?
But one.
Okay. And in all Puranas, Srimad Bhagavatam is the best. I forgot it. So Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be the best of Amalam Purana. Mahaprabhu said, then there is, when there is Bhagavatam, it's, you know, it is already there. I don't require to give any other knowledge. You know. By reading Srimad Bhagavatam, the impurities or the attraction to the object of material enjoyments like Vishaya will be gone away. And what is Vishaya? There are two words like Vish and Vishaya. Vish is poison. And Vishay means sense objects. You know. Both are dangerous. wish and poison. So which one is more poisonous?
Vishe.
Vishe. Yeah. A wish can, wish is poisonous to one body and it can harm only that person. And it can have some remedy, maybe. But vishaya, there is no remedy. Only and only this Srimad Bhagavatam or chanting of the holy name. So wish and vishaya, our acharya says vishayas are more dangerous. Yeah. So, and Bhagavata itself means God Himself, Krishna Himself. Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. Because he, as Prabhupada also, as we discussed earlier, the Prabhupada said that starting from lotus feet and going to the full body, Vigraha. Srimad Bhagavatam is directly, is non-different from Krishna Himself. So, as I was discussing with Yashomati Nandan Prabhu just now, when you were there, so he said that it's not that the listener get purified, even the speaker get purified. Then he said, Shravane Parikshit and Shokadeva Kirtane, he got perfection. So when you discuss Kathaya Ritasamam Nityam to Shanti Charamanticha, our devotees, that they discuss the subject matter of Krishna consciousness among each other and they feel purified, and they, what's that? Tushyanti means they get satisfied, and Ramanti, they get pleasure, divine transcendent pleasure. Srimad Bhagavatam, when we study along with the devotees together, will increase the attraction to Krishna. The main purpose of whatever sadhana we are doing or rendering, the main purpose is to be more attracted to Krishna and his tadya, like his devotees or his holy name or his glories or like that. And the less attraction or the distraction from ignorance or maya. So we should learn this. Like sometimes devotee ask me this thing. Probably what is how you measure? How you what is the what are the qualities of the devotee who is progressing in Krishna consciousness? It's very simple answer. Many devotees know, but it's better you answer this thing. How you say that some devotee is progressing? How you can check yourself, examine yourself?
More and more detached. More attached.
Krishna consciousness. And?
Attitude.
Then?
Seva.
Okay. What else? Humility is just one of the qualities. Yeah, that's good. Very good. Then?
Knowledge about Shastras.
Okay. Anything else?
People dislike him.
Okay.
Envious, more and more envious to him. Yeah.
Okay.
This intensity towards Krishna.
Yes. That's a very good point. Tatra mulya laulyam. What is that sloka? Eka mulya. What is that? What does it mean?
Greed is only
the greed is the price for achieving Krishna Prem, which is not available anywhere, which is not easy to obtain. The greed is the price. And what does it? What the greed means? Greed is a strong desire. A strong desire. So, when I was just studying this, but I found one thing very important. a strong desire should be there in our devotional service. And most of the time, devotees are, you know, they are not successful just because their desire is weak. You know, desire should be there, at the same time, faith should be there. You know, at the same time, following the instruction.
Determination.
So if you have desire but you don't have faith, that will not work. You have faith, but you don't have desire. You have faith that Guru will, whatever Guru says is right. Whatever Krishna says is right. Whatever our devotees are saying, you know, is right. But I don't have desire. So when you don't have desire, faith will not work alone. And when you have desire but you don't have faith, what Guru has said will help me in to fulfill my desire. Ye prasade pure sarva asa. If you don't have that understanding, that faith, you know, then it will not work. The desire and faith, and at the same time following the instruction of the spiritual master. That includes restraining yourself from anarthas or offenses. You know. So these things are required. So the desire should be a drive to progress in Krishna consciousness. That's what in the beginning when I started the discussion, we started with this, that because you are not paying any fee, because we are not taking exams, so what will be the force which can bring you for the association of the devotees? That strong desire. Yeah. So the strong desire will to study Srimad Bhagavatam, to progress, to understand Prabhupada philosophy, chapter by chapter, text by text, you know, again and again, purport by purport, again and again studying Prabhupada purport, what Prabhupada, whatever is there, you know, you need to know is there in my books. Prabhupada said, whatever you need to know is there in my books. When you read Prabhupada books, means you are associating Prabhupada. The more you associate Prabhupada, the more you get purified. The more you study Prabhupada purports. So this is like a cream available with us. This is like something, you know, by Krishna's so merciful that by Krishna's mercy we have all the weapons with us. Everything with us. Like yesterday Maharaj was saying, who was saying? Navigandha Maharaj was saying? This thing he said, no? That by Krishna's mercy all the weapons are available with us. But we are not able to utilize them. We are not able to make proper use of them. And when you study Prabhupada books, Prabhupada wanted this. At least 1 hour, 2 hours every day one should spend to understand Prabhupada, to understand scriptures. Every day one should spend this time. And so we will discuss if we study Bhagavatam every day, definitely our Krishna consciousness will improve. Yeah. So we will discuss all this, Krishna willing, all the cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, and also there are certain golden purports with the theme. So that also we will discuss. Yeah. So I will take some help from Radhe Shyam Prabhu also, who is helping me. He's already started giving me help about discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. So we will take his help also. We will take help from Yayaji also to study Srimad Bhagavatam. And now I just list. What time I should end? 5 minutes more? 5 minutes more? Is that okay? So, there are a few things. One is, I just brief it. One should study Srimad Bhagavatam with three premises. You know, we should study with three premises. You know, the first premise is Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. is Krishna himself, supreme personality of Godhead. You know, that is the first premise. Many slokas and purports of Srimad Bhagavatam Prabhupada proclaims the glory and, you know, the liberating effect of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.
Huh? This is the same
one. In the same one. You know, what's that? Some slokas and purports which are, you know, proclaiming the glories and liberating effects of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah. But on hear of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and some are directly mentioning Bhagavat as Krishna. Yeah. There are two Bhagavats, right? One is Granth Bhagavat and one is Bhakta Bhagavat. The one who completely, you know, like Prabhupada, the one who is following Srimad Bhagavatam completely, he is as good as God. Bhagavat means as good as God. Bhagavat, it means it's as good as God. And then our Vaishnavas, when, you know, like Shuka Mukhad, what is that? Amrutam Dravamal. Forward the slogan. Shuka Mukhad Amrutam Drava.
Shamyutam.
Drava Sanyutam. Shuka Mukhad Amrutam Drava Sanyutam. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is Bhagavat himself, but when? Why the devotees are sometimes called Mahabhagavatas? Because when it is spoken from the devotees, by devotees, you know, then like the parrot, when it touches the mango, it becomes sweeter. So when, you know, devotees like Prabhupada, when he gives purports, along with the commentary of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Sridhar Swami and others, you know, so that becomes even more sweeter. You would never get Srimad Bhagavatam like this anywhere on this planet, anywhere in this existence. You know, you can never compare. Sometimes some devotees, they compare Srimad Bhagavatam. I remember some initiated devotee, they study Srimad Bhagavatam written by somebody else. I remember. You know. And they see this, you know, it's a concise version. And some devotees, they say, no, he also has something better to say. Yes, also, you know, it's a nice way of explanation, you know. But I really, you know, since day one of my Krishna consciousness, I never agreed, you know, with such things, to going out of Prabhupada's books. That is what we learned from Prabhupada. Prabhupada never liked anybody reads anybody else's books, you know. So, it is literal incarnation of Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, but this is, I mean, just, you can write down the purports for your understanding. 1.3.40. This purport is glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam as Krishna himself. 3.40. 1.40. Okay. It is as brilliant as sun, and now the first premise is Krishna himself. Second is, where is my cursor? The philosophy within the Srimad Bhagavatam is developed systematically. The philosophy within Srimad Bhagavatam is developed systematically. The more you study Prabhupada purports, which is, you know, Bhaktivedanta purports, Prabhupada used to say, Bhaktivedanta purports. The depth of realization and intelligence of Srimad Bhagavatam's commentators, you know, we will be able to consider their greatness and to realize, you know, the depth of the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. We will be able to, you know, study Srimad Bhagavatam from more closer view. Yeah. Systematically study will always help the philosophical development of Srimad, of devotees' understanding. And the third is Srimad Bhagavat contains the Vani, you know, the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. Why there is a lot of noise? Kaustubh Krishna, go inside and tell them. I would say this third premise in a shorter form is practical application. Yeah. We should therefore study Bhagavatam looking to apply Prabhupada's words directly touching to our own lives. You know, the Prabhupada purports are meant for individuals. You know, the Prabhupada purports are meant for Kaustubh Krishna only. It is meant for Padmanabh only. It is meant from Swazini Mataji only. It means from Gira Sakha Prabhu, Atman Krishna Prabhu, Sichasis Prabhu, Bhumibhra Madhavi Prabhu. Individuals. Right. Prabhupada is addressing directly to you. No, of course, Maharshi Prabhu, why not? It's directly to me also. You know, everyone. Prabhupada's purpose is directly addressing to us. And we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam not just because we want to finish it. Not just because it is good to study. It is good to read. We are studying Srimad Bhagavatam to associate with Prabhupada and to learn from Prabhupada. So this three premise will help the study. And to next time we'll discuss about the 10 subjects which are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. 10 subjects throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. I think many of you are, you know, familiar with that. Sarga, Visarga and all. 10 subjects. What Bhagavatam 12th canto is giving. What are the 10 main subjects of Srimad Bhagavatam, which are explained in each and every single canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that we will discuss. I was thinking to give you, this was just a thought, but I postponed the idea, but I'm just sharing with you, to give you overall summary of first 6 canto. First, full summary. I thought like that, but then I thought that, you know, it may take another, you know, 2-3 weeks. So it is better that we start from the first canto. I was thinking to have 6 canto summary, first 6 canto summary. Like what is explained, you know, like first track, one, first 3 canto in one lecture and second 3 canto in second lecture. What are mentioned? What are the subject matters in this? Like that. It depends. You devotees can more, you know, give your suggestion and interaction. See, this is not, we are not conducting this like course as just, you know, one speaker and the other are listeners as audience. I would be very happy if you speak, you open, you give your suggestions, because you are all elevated devotees than me. You can give little, you know, more, because you're spending time for Krishna, you know. So that's why you can give more, you know, understanding, you can share. That's what the this is the main idea about this. So we stop here today. We don't discuss the 10 subjects. We don't list it also. We otherwise.
Can do one thing. Chapter wise, we can have summary before the chapter.
Like Bhagavad Gita, we do. A chapter.
Better for reading also.
Yeah, but in this case, the course itself will be like a little bit like a summary only. We won't be going through each sloka. Like for example, in one sitting we cover one chapter.
We can understand that this much part of the chapter is having this knowledge.
Yes. So you can give your suggestion, like Prabhu said.
Six chapters, 3-4 lectures.
Six cantos.
six cantos. Okay. No problem.
Sometimes outline, outline synopsis like chapter 2 is in Gita.
Yeah, so it,
like
yeah, let's say it depends how it, if we can go through. But you prepare yourself that you might have to speak on philosophical aspects as well while discussing today. Like for example, if we have one hour or 1.5 hour in this discussion, we can spend some time for practical discussion, practical sharing of the views. Yeah. So that is required. So
you see, probably like next lecture, how many verses you are covering, so that you know.
I'm still studying myself about the course.
You can you know at least go through that.
I understand your point.
Ten subjects of
Bhagavad Gita. It
is overall actually. It's
understood, but 10 subjects of Bhagavad Gita also it is a big.
It is a big thing. It depends how.
It's, you know, from first canto onwards.
I understand what you mean. But what I think, what I would say, because I am myself, you know, what I am doing, I am designing the, you know, syllabus myself, how I am going to, you know, cover it and how we will present it, you know. Because if we follow 100% Bhakti Vaibhav, that may not be possible. And if we go too deeply and slowly, then maybe, you know, your life will be successful. So,
see, everybody is studying everywhere it is written, read thoroughly and scrutinizingly. These two words are everywhere it is written and everybody is studying.
Yes.
But when we read, we just read like a story only.
Yeah. Because we are
when
not
we
able
read
to
single handedly and mind at home, we read the purport, we read the sloka and purport and go on little understanding whatever we go and then go to the next and go to the next. But with this thoroughly word and scrutinizing word is not possible at home. We cannot understand.
It is possible among the devotees. When we meet together, we discuss together, then it's possible.
But I tried so many times to go through, sir. I couldn't understand what is thorough and scrutinizing because I couldn't.
Yeah. But I remember there are some purports Prabhupada has found so deep in them. So nice. We, you know, Radhishyam Prabhu call it golden purports. So that, you know, will, that is like giving, you know, the cream itself. Gosh. Everything is given. So that possible only when we discuss it. So we need to discuss it with the devotees. Like, and when you share your views, you get two things. First thing that you yourself understand what you know. You know, sometimes you think, okay, I know, but when you speak, oh, I don't know this. You know, so once first you understand what you know. And the other thing you understand, what other understands, what other knows. You know, what the other devotees there understanding. And that will not, you know, like, you know, sometimes devotees are a little scared that, oh, then people will come to know that, oh, I'm zero and he's smart, he's expert. No, it is not that way. It is like, we learn from each other. We are sharing our knowledge and we are learning from each other. It's like that. So it should be totally on a, you know, friendly atmosphere, and at the same time, it's just a healthy discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is going to help us to become stronger in our Krishna consciousness. That may be the idea, our course for that. Any other question?
Next class will be on Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, now every Monday, probably.
Timings?
Yeah, it's same time, right?
8:15.
8:15. 8 o'clock.
You can. 8 o'clock.
Yeah, no problem. Amal Bhakti Mataji's suggestion that we should try to finish by 9:30.
Yes.
She had a suggestion. We should try to finish by 9:30. Yeah. So I told her that we'll maintain that. We'll finish by 9:30.
You can start sharp by 8:15 and 9:30.
No. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Same.
Oh, sure.
Be early for
10. 8 is okay. 8:15 is okay.
Late by 8,
you can start by
7 o'clock. Not possible.
No, not possible.
Even for me, it is not possible.
8 is okay. I'll leave them.
I had some work, so I came there. Yeah.
Push up. Yeah.